Moose Jaw, A.E. Peacock Collegiate's gymnasium was filled with the wonderful aroma of cuisines from around the world and eye-popping colors of ethnic clothing during the school's recent cultural fair. The 8th annual event occurred on November 20th, and while the weather was poor outside, there was plenty of activity inside as there were 25 displays of countries from around the world and various cultural dishes to sample for $1 per plate. It was a fantastic day. We had lots of people out to support us. We worked with the Moose Jaw Multicultural Council to host the event. And we had about 80 students that assisted with hosting it, said Candice Varjasi, a teacher and organizer. And then we had hundreds of students, family members and people from the community who showed up to attend, so it was just a fantastic celebration. Besides the food samples, there were also displays of traditional cultural clothing, ethnic songs and dances, and games and activities. Varjasi pointed out that Peacock holds a cultural fair because it wants to celebrate the diversity in its building. It really fostered an excellent sense of community and helped educate people as well, she continued, noting that the gym was filled with delicious aromas from all the cuisines. The food was absolutely fantastic, and it was definitely a highlight, because all of the kids were reflecting upon the day. I've heard lots of comments from everyone involved, students, staff and family members. Event organizers begin planning the cultural fair a month in advance since there is plenty of work that goes into ensuring it's a success, Varjasi said. While the event takes time and effort, it's worth it in the end. Moreover, parents are supportive of students at home and assist however they can. We are just one big, huge family, she remarked. We can't do it without the support of everyone involved. Besides showcasing the school's many cultures, the fair also raised money for a memorial scholarship that will be awarded to a graduate who is in the English as an additional language, EAL, program. While Varjasi didn't have an exact total of what the event raised, she noted that it was still a good year, overall.